Have you ever had the experience when something looks like a great choice from the outside? Maybe it's a new job, a new relationship, or moving to a new area. It checks all the boxes. You should be excited for this. Well-intentioned friends and family encourage you to move ahead. But there's that feeling deep down, that pit in your stomach or a tightness in your chest. There is something inside your body screaming, "No, don't do this. It's a bad idea." But you forge ahead anyway, because you can't find any logical reason to stop. Let me ask you, how did that turn out? I'm guessing probably not so great. It was at best fine, but it wasn't what you'd hoped. It wasn't a perfect fit, and deep down, you knew all along that it wouldn't be. Well, if you've been there, at least know that you're not alone.
I just say this from my own personal experience. When I worked, especially in the corporate world, I was so busy and I was so really disconnected from what my gut and my intuition were saying. And a bunch of people I talk to are like this. And that's such a common entrepreneurial mistake. And I see that for entrepreneurs where things have gone wrong is that they just stay stuck in their head and they're overanalyzing everything. And there's just no amount of analysis that's going to get you to make certain decisions. You just have to move forward.
Christine Volden has been down many career paths, some that she personally cared about and some that were just practical. She found that real excellence always came through when she discovered her purpose in being there. It's why Christine is such an advocate for listening to your subconscious and following your gut in entrepreneurship and sales. So many exciting things are happening in the world of small business, but often what gets talked about are highlights. The overnight success stories, the billion-dollar IPOs, the massive exits. And just like your Instagram feed, it's not the whole story. Let's look deeper than the headlines and press photos into the real work of building something valuable and lasting. I love crazy success stories, don't get me wrong, but we all know what's more important than the destination is how you get there. The struggles you have to overcome, the insights you learn along the way. So that's what we're doing. It's raw, it's honest, and maybe it's exactly what you need to hear. I'm Austin Craig, and this is The Journey. You probably would not have pegged a young Christine Volden as a future saleswoman. She was quiet and didn't take to small talk. People in sales, though, are pushy, right? Yeah, they're good with people, but maybe too good manipulating others to get what they want. That may be one stereotype, but it's not how Christine works. That's the opposite of what drew her to sales and teaching sales as a profession. For her, it was a way to talk to people without having to wade through the inane and irrelevant. As an introverted young woman, it was one of the only ways for her to comfortably start a dialogue.
I was a really shy kid in school. Like, I was so shy, I was embarrassed to raise my hand in school because I didn't want people to look at me. As I got older, I would do things like sell Girl Scout cookies or, you know, in high school, I worked at this school store and I realized that for me, like, if I had a reason to talk to someone, like a reason to go up and ask them for money or to interview them or to sell them something, that was fine. But like making small talk, like, "Hi, how are you? Like, do you want to like have lunch together?" Or like, you know, like even just like making casual friendships was very uncomfortable. And so I thought, oh, this is a way for me to connect with people without kind of this like awkwardness.
Using sales and social settings may have opened some conversations for Christine, but it wasn't a career opportunity till years later. She was living in the San Francisco Bay Area at the beginning of her career. The startup scene was booming, and she lucked into a job as a client services manager at an advertising tech startup. It was a paying job, and she was happy to have it, but she couldn't help but think there might be something even better right in front of her.
This was in like the late 90s, the very first online startups. And there were this group of people behind these two glass doors. And they were always so excited and they had so much energy. And It was the weirdest thing. I knew I was supposed to be in that room. I don't know why, but I'm supposed to be in there. And so I kind of talked my way into this job. They were kind of like hiring anyone to do sales at that time in the digital advertising industry because no one knew what they were doing. So it was good timing for me. And it was so interesting because it was very, very intimidating. We were like all squished in this tiny little room and everyone get to hear your conversations. And like I was sweating and embarrassed and like scared all the time. And it ended up being great. I loved it.
Even with that early in the trenches sales experience, Christine did what most of us do. She eventually moved on to other things and made seemingly pragmatic career choices. Many of them were not driven by intuition or passion. She had several jobs, even ran her own business for a while, but ultimately found herself back in advertising and sales. It was a mixed experience. She was good at sales, but her gut was telling her, while this was a step in the right direction, it wasn't the final destination.
I went back into advertising because it was great money and income at the time. But I always knew that this wasn't like the ultimate job for me. I knew that selling advertising wasn't what I really wanted to do, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I kind of was going through these phases. And even I remember after I had my son, he was, you know, maybe like a year and a half old and like kids imitate you, right? And he would say, he would pick up my computer case and be like, hey, I'm going to work. And I'd be like, no, your work is, you know, to have fun and to go play. And I just had this thought, like, that's kind of my job too, right? My job is to play and have fun. And I'm not really having fun when I'm doing, going to work every day, selling advertising. It's not really my thing. And why am I doing this? Why am I setting this example for my kids? So that really was a moment for me where I was like, I have to really figure this out because I don't like the example that I'm setting. And I want to do something that I love. I want to go and play every day at work.
My job is to play and have fun. It's easy to dismiss that as wishful thinking. And like most of us, Christine did the grown-up adult thing. She pushed away that silly idea. She had a good, stable job that she was succeeding at until she didn't.
I got fired. It was totally unexpected. Sometimes you know you're going to be fired, but this was kind of like a freak situation, completely out of the blue. And I was like, what am I going to do? But that gave me an opportunity to rethink. It really shook me up. And then I ended up going back and getting a new job. New job starts. It's about, I think, 9 months in, and I get fired again. So I got fired like twice in, I think it was about a year. And I'm like, okay. Because this whole time I knew, like, I really don't want to do this anymore. But I kept going back and I'm like, all right, I am willing to accept maybe I should not be doing this anymore.
What her gut was telling her, the message she'd been pushing away as impractical or, frankly, too intimidating, was that she should be an entrepreneur. She should find something she cares about in the world and get paid to make more of it happen. But what does that even look like? Where do you start?
I do want to be an entrepreneur. I know that's what I'm meant to do, but I have no idea what I want to do anymore. I'm like so focused on work and I have so little free time that I was like, I don't even know what I'm good at. I went, and it's funny because I was working with this coach and I was like, I don't know, maybe I want to be a coach. So I went to this conference with her. I met all these other life coaches who were so amazing. And I was like, okay, I definitely don't want to be a coach. This is like too much for me. But I saw all these really gifted coaches and I could just hear, they don't even use the word sales. It terrifies them. They call it enrollment. And I just would like laugh. You can't even call it sales. These people are so amazing. And they're all about to go out of business because they can't use the word selling. And so I was like, okay, I think actually there's something here. Like, I think this is a business where I could actually teach people how to sell.
She understood from years in sales and advertising the major principles and hurdles to successful selling. She had a knack for communication, and she saw a genuine need. People who sincerely had value to offer, but couldn't turn it into a viable business with paying clients.
This is why I started my business. There's a million people out there who talk about negotiation and prospecting, all this stuff. No one talks about how do I get over, you know, my fear of failure? How do I get over my fear of like people judging me when I ask for money? How do I get over feeling I'm not worthy of the price that I'm asking, especially for entrepreneurs? These are all the things that I hear from the people who I work with. When I ask them, I'm like, well, what are you actually scared of? And they'll say these specific things.
When we come back, Christine teaches parts of her quiet selling approach for entrepreneurs. and offers advice for those looking to build a business with strong sales.
The Journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
From Christine's early years, she always approached selling a little different than you might expect. She doesn't talk about leverage. There's no mention of assuming the sale or any 1-2-3 closing strategy. When she's teaching sales through her sales coaching at Soulful Selling or as a sales mentor at the venture fund and accelerator 500 Startups, she talks primarily about two things that anyone can understand: numbers and confidence.
Sales is two things. It's number one, it's like the numbers. They say sales is a numbered scheme. And if you don't know what that means, it's basically like you have to make the calls. You know, at an entry-level sales job, you're tasked with making 20 to 30 calls per day, right? Not everyone picks up the phone, not everyone answers. And so like at the end of the first week, that's at least 100 calls. So I would ask, well, how many sales calls did you make this month? Raise your hand if you've done 10, raise your hand if you've done 20, right? Most of them had not done more than 5 sales calls that entire month, right? I'm like, okay, you are still in like the first few hours of day one. See, because sales is a numbers game. You have to make the offer and you have to make it consistently again and again and again. I think 20% of it is the numbers game, but absolutely important. 80% is your confidence and your trust in yourself. You have to be able to believe in it. A lot of sales trainings will talk about knowing what your why is, what really motivates you. And most people pick something that's really easy. My why is my family. And of course it is, but there's usually something much deeper. And so you really have to know, like, what is it that's so important that I'm willing to embarrass myself? What are you going to be passionate enough about that you're willing to make 20 calls to people and most likely be rejected from the majority of them, and maybe even be slightly embarrassed, have someone call you a name? You have to be passionate about what you're doing enough to be willing to do that. And if you're not, then maybe that's not the right business, or you haven't found like your real passion for it.
Knowing what you care about and believing in yourself seems straightforward. But as Christine has learned from experience and what she's helping her clients navigate, is the reality that it's often hard to find your sense of purpose.
How do I hire that first salesperson? How do I figure out what the right number is for the goal? And I think I had this conversation with 4 people last week, and it was funny, they all had the same challenge. And I was like, you know what? At some point, you just have to take a leap of faith. You have to pick a number. I mean, it's not gonna be out of the blue. It's gonna be based on some data, but it's the same thing with hiring, right? And I think any hiring manager knows this. Sometimes you meet 2 people and like one person is so good on paper and the other person is different, but you just know that person's the right person for the job. Those are those situations where you just have to take a leap of faith and trust your gut and go with it, or pick a number and adjust. Even all of the mistakes I've made in my career not following my intuition have ended up okay. It's almost like there's never a wrong decision. Not making a decision is also a decision. But whatever you do, it's going to be fine and you can adjust. You just have to trust yourself enough to make that leap, because if you get into this overthinking stage, it just makes it even more difficult and you're never going to get out of that. And that's actually where I see so many entrepreneurs get stuck, is that they are wrapped in their head. And I remember being like that too, where I'm just cycling in my head, like I can't stop thinking about something. And I realized this is not a problem that's going to be solved in my head.
You probably would not have pegged a young Christine Volden as a future actress any more than you would have guessed she'd be an expert saleswoman or sales coach. But maybe she has something in common with great actors. 6-time Emmy Award winner Alan Alda said, "At times, you have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself." Actors on stage and in film ultimately have one job. They have to persuade the audience. And to do that, they have to believe in themselves and the story they're sharing. They have to find the character's motivation, and confidence in themselves is key. That authenticity comes through. and the audience can feel it. It's a lot like sales. When you get over your fear of rejection, when you abandon that sense of self-preservation, that is exactly when you can succeed the most. That's when you'll be believed, and your audience, whether in a theater or on the other side of a sales call, will be ready to buy what you're offering.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring The Journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.